Hello. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. For many weeks, we have been studying the life of King David. When we first met him, he was a youth described as having a ruddy appearance. With everyone comes the march of time, and David was no different. And there also came a point in his life where he was old, feeling the effect of age on his body. The older David became, the harder it was for David to keep warm. Today, we would understand that his metabolism and muscle mass had changed, and just like with David thousands of years ago, we would do what we could do to keep such a person warm. Unlike today, where it is easier to adjust heat and cold, back then there was less ability to change the ambient temperature in a home. Without central heat or radiators, without an electric blanket, without a heating pad, the palace staff used a person to bring warmth to David, Abishag, a young lady. Even though she kept David warm by keeping her body in close proximity to David, there were no sexual relations between the two. 1 Kings chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. Now King David was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he gat no heat. Wherefore a servant said unto him, Let there be sought for my lord the young king, a young virgin, and let her stand before the king, and let her cherish him, and let her lie in thy bosom, that my lord the king may get heat. So they sought for a fair damsel throughout all the coast of Israel, and found Abishag, a Shunammite, and brought her to the king. And the damsel was very fair, and cherished the king, and ministered to him, but the king knew her not. David already knew that Solomon would be the next king of Israel, and that the next king, instead of being the oldest surviving son, would be one of his youngest children, knowing that God had chosen Solomon to be king. The destiny and next chapter of Israel would be written through Solomon. 1 Chronicles chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. Now these were the sons of David, which were born unto him in Hebron, the firstborn Amnon, of Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, the second Daniel of Abigail the Carmelitess, the third Absalom the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai king of Geshur, the fourth Adoniah the son of Haggith, the fifth Shephatiah of Abital, the sixth Ithream by Eglah his wife. These six were born unto him in Hebron, and there he reigned 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. And these were born unto him in Jerusalem, Shemaiah and Shobab, and Nathan and Solomon, four of Bathshua, the daughter of Amiel, Ibhar also, and Elishama, and Eliphelet, and Nogah, and Nepheg, and Japhiah, and Elishama, and Elidia, and Eliphelet, nine. These were all the sons of David, besides the sons of the concubines and Tamar, their sister. David knew through Solomon that the kingdom of Israel would be established forever if Solomon consistently obeyed the commandments and judgments later in life as he did as a younger man. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 4. Howbeit, the Lord God of Israel chose me before all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever. For he hath chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he liked me to make me king over all Israel. And of all my sons, for the Lord hath given me many sons, he hath chosen Solomon, my son, to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. And he said unto me, Solomon, my son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever, if he be constant to do my commandments and my judgments, as at this day. Now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of the Lord, and in the audience of our God, keep and seek for all the commandments of the Lord your God, that ye may possess this good land and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever. We know that the kingdom of Israel came to its end. Because as Solomon aged, he adopted the religious practices of his wives. Unlike Solomon, as we age, we cannot give up on the faith that we have. Consider the words of Jesus that tells us those who endure to the end will be saved. Matthew 24, verse 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. James tells us that if we keep the faith during trials, we will be blessed and receive the crown of life. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. In order to endure, we must have endurance. And this endurance will get us to the finish line in our race of faith. Just like track and field athletes who wear just the clothes needed to finish the race, we must not be weighed down by the cares and problems of this life. As we run the race of our life, we can look to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, knowing that if we have faced evil people in our life, others who have come before us have also faced evil people too. In the face of evil, in the face of abandonment by people, in the face of loss, we cannot let this give us reason to give up on our faith. We must endure to the end to be saved. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. As we endure to the end, as we complete our race of faith that is set before us, even in the face of what looks like defeat to other people, we know that for those who are called by God and who love God, all things, even those things that may look really bad on the surface, will work together for good. How things come together may not be the way we would do it. We need to realize God can make all things work together for good. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Who are those who love God but people who keep the commandments? Notice what is written by John in 1 John 5, verses 1 through 3. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Going back to King David, as David aged, it would be a normal thought process to consider who the next king of Israel would be. With his older brothers Amnon and Absalom dead, it wouldn't be extraordinary for Adoniah, the oldest remaining son, to consider himself to be the heir apparent to the throne. He began to build an army around him to solidify his claim to the throne and acquired chariots in addition to followers. Because David was old, because Adoniah was living in a different city, and because communication was not what it is today, David was unaware of Adoniah's plans, even though he knew that Solomon, one of his younger children, would be the next king of Israel. Adoniah consulted with priests and even had the support of Joab, who commanded the army, and Abiathar. Zadok, Benaiah, and Nathan the prophet did not support Adoniah's claim. Expecting the death of his father and his ascension to the throne, Adoniah held a religious ceremony to mark this momentous time in history and did not invite Solomon, Nathan, or Benaiah. While we don't know exactly why Adoniah didn't invite Solomon, it suggests that Adoniah knew that Solomon was destined to be the next king and that he was overthrowing the throne. 1 Kings 1, continuing in verse 5. Then Adoniah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, "I will be king." And he prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, "Why hast thou done so?" And he also was a very goodly man, and his mother bare him after Absalom. And he conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar the priest, and they following Adoniah helped him. But Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan the prophet, and Shimei, and Rei, and the mighty men which belonged to David, were not with Adoniah. And Adoniah slew sheep and oxen and fat cattle by the stone of Zoheleth, which is by Enrogel, and called all his brethren the king's son, and all the men of Judah the king's servants. But Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah, and the mighty men, and Solomon his brother, he called not. Nathan got word to Bathsheba that Adoniah was attempting to seize control of the throne while hiding it from David, and that if she wanted to save her life and the life of Solomon, she needed to have David intervene immediately. Bathsheba went to David and told him what was happening and reminded him that Solomon was to be the next king of Israel. While Bathsheba was talking with David, Nathan came to also share the news of Adoniah's rebellion. Verse 11. Wherefore Nathan spake unto Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, "Hast thou not heard that Adoniah the son of Haggith doth reign, and David our Lord knoweth it not? Now therefore come, let me, I pray thee, give thee counsel, that thou mayest save thine own life and the life of thy son Solomon. Go, and get thee in unto King David, and say unto him, Didst not thou, my lord, O king, swear unto thine handmaid, saying, Assuredly, Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. Why then doth Adoniah reign? Behold, while thou yet talkest there with the king, I also will come in after thee and confirm thy words." And Bathsheba went in unto the king into the chamber, and the king was very old. And Abishag the Shunammite ministered unto the king. And Bathsheba bowed and did obeisance unto the king. And the king said, "Why wouldest thou?" And she said unto him, "My lord, thou swearest by the Lord thy God unto thine handmaid, saying, Assuredly Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. And now behold, Adoniah reigneth, and now my lord the king, thou knowest it not. And he hath slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and hath called all the sons of the king, and Abiathar the priest, and Joab the captain of the host. But Solomon thy servant hath he not called. And thou, my lord, O king, the eyes of all Israel are upon thee, that thou shouldest tell them who shall sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. Otherwise it shall come to pass, when my lord the king shall sleep with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon shall be counted offenders." And lo, while she yet talked with the king, Nathan the prophet also came in. And they told the king, saying, "Behold, Nathan the prophet, And when he was come in before the king, he bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground. And Nathan said, My lord, O king, hast thou said, Adonijah shall reign after me and shall sit upon my throne. For he has gone down this day and hath slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and hath called all the king's sons and the captains of the host and Abiathar the priest, and behold, they eat and drink before him and say, God save King Adonijah. But me, even me, thy servant, and Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and thy servant Solomon, hath he not called? Is this thing done by my lord the king, and thou hast not showed it unto thy servant, who should sit on the throne of my lord the king after him? To avoid conflict at the time of his death, David decided to abdicate the throne so that Solomon would be proclaimed king with the knowledge of David. David told Zadok and Nathan to anoint Solomon as king and to publicly proclaim Solomon as king of Israel, to have Solomon sit on the throne as soon as possible. Verse 28. Then King David answered and said, Call me Bathsheba. And she came into the king's presence and stood before the king. And the king sware and said, As the Lord liveth, that hath redeemed my soul out of all distress, even as I swear unto thee by the Lord God of Israel, saying, Assuredly, Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne in my stead, even so will I certainly do this day. Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth and did reverence to the king and said, Let my lord King David live forever. And King David said, Call me Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and they came before the king. And the king said also unto them, Take with you the servants of your lord and cause Solomon my son to ride upon mine own mule and bring him down to Gihon, and let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him there king over Israel. And blow ye with a trumpet and say, God save King Solomon. Then ye shall come up after him, that he may come and sit upon my throne, for he shall be king in my stead, and I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and over Judah. And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada answered the king and said, Amen. The Lord God of my lord the king say so too. As the Lord hath been with my lord the king, even so be he with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my lord King David. So Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Cherethites and the Pelethites went down and caused Solomon to ride upon King David's mule, and brought him to Gihon. And Zadok the priest took an horn of oil out of the tabernacle and anointed Solomon. And they blew the trumpet, and all the people said, God save King Solomon. And all the people came up after him, and the people piped with pipes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth rent with the sound of them. After hearing that Solomon was crowned and enthroned as king, Adonijah's followers left out of fear, knowing that they had supported a rebel. Adonijah ran to the altar and grabbed horns of the altar as a sign of asking for mercy. Solomon was informed that Adonijah was begging for mercy, and Solomon had Adonijah brought to him and told Adonijah if he showed himself to be a worthy man, his life would be spared, but that if Adonijah showed evil intent, his life would be taken from him. Verse 41. And Adonijah and all the guests that were with him heard it as they had made an end of eating. And when Joab heard the sound of the trumpet, he said, Wherefore is this noise of the city being in an uproar? And while he yet spake, behold, Jonathan the son of Abiathar the priest came, and Adonijah said unto him, Come in, for thou art a valiant man, and bring us good tidings. And Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah, Verily our Lord King David hath made Solomon king. And the king has sent with him Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Cherethites, and the Pelethites, and they have caused him to ride upon the king's mule. And Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king in Gihon. And they are come up from thence rejoicing, so that the city ring again. This is the noise that ye have heard. And also Solomon sitteth on the throne of the kingdom. And moreover, the king's servants came to bless our Lord King David, saying, God make the name of Solomon better than thy name, and make his throne greater than thy throne. And the king bowed himself upon the bed. And also thus said the king, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which hath won to sit on my throne this day, mine eyes even seeing it. And all the guests that were with Adonijah were afraid, and rose up, and went every man his way. And Adonijah feared because of Solomon, arose, and went, and caught hold on the horns of the altar. And it was told Solomon, saying, Behold, Adonijah feareth King Solomon. For lo, he hath caught hold on the horns of the altar, saying, Let King Solomon swear unto me today that he will not slay his servant with a sword. And Solomon said, If he will show himself a worthy man, there shall not an hair of him fall to the earth, but if wickedness shall be found in him, he shall die. So King Solomon sent, and they brought him down from the altar, and he came and bowed himself to King Solomon. And Solomon said unto him, Go to thine house. After this, David knew he would soon die, and he gave final instructions to Solomon to be a man and to obey God in all areas, so that God would be able to bring prosperity to Solomon. He advised Solomon to trust his instinct, and also told him that Joab should not be allowed to live, and that kindness should be given to the children of Barzillai, who had treated David kindly when he fled from Absalom. He told Solomon that even though he had forgiven Shimei, who had cursed him during Absalom's rebellion, that Solomon should bring harm to him. 1 Kings 2, beginning with verse 1. Now the days of King David drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth, be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. And keep the charge of thy Lord the God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. That the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, If thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. Moreover, thou knowest also what Joab the son of Zeruiah did to me, and what he did to the two captains of the host of Israel, unto Abner the son of Ner, and unto Amasa the son of Jether, whom he slew, and shed the blood of war and peace, and put the blood of war upon his girdle that was about his loins, and in his shoes that were on his feet. Do therefore according to thy wisdom, and let not his forehead go down to the grave in peace. But show kindness unto the sons of Barzillai the Gileadite, and let them be of those that eat at thy table. For so they came to me when I fled because of Absalom thy brother. And behold, thou hast with thee Shimei the son of Gera, a Benjamite of Bahurim, who cursed me with a grievous curse in the day when I went to Mahanaim. And he came down to meet me at Jordan, and I swear to him by the Lord, saying, I will not put thee to death with a sword. Now therefore hold him not guiltless, for thou art a wise man, and knowest what thou oughtest to do unto him. But his forehead bring thou down to the grave with blood. David, after reigning for 40 years, 7 years in Hebron, and 33 years in Jerusalem, died and was buried. with the death of David, Solomon's kingdom was established. Verse 10. So David slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David. And the days that David reigned over Israel were 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem. Then sat Solomon upon the throne of David his father, and his kingdom was established greatly. Death will come to each of us just like it came to David. And we can rest assured that as David was judged for his actions by God, so we will be judged for our actions as well. We will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ and judged according to our actions. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Recognizing we will be judged before the judgment seat of Christ, we must realize we are not to judge others. We will be judged before this judgment seat. Romans 14, verse 10. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Because we live a physical life, it is appointed once for men to die, and then we will be judged knowing that Jesus Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. If we want salvation, we must look to Jesus for salvation. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Going back to the time shortly after the death and burial of David, soon after, Adonijah sought an audience with Bathsheba, who wanted to know if he was coming in peace. After his previous attempt to seize control of the kingdom, this was a smart question. Adonijah told Bathsheba that he came in peace and asked her to relay a request to Solomon. He told her all Israel would have unconditionally followed him as king, and when he understood that God wanted Solomon to be king, he stepped aside in favor of his brother. He asked one favor, that he be given Abishag, the young lady who had taken care of David in his last days, as a wife. Bathsheba agreed to talk with Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 13. And Adonijah, the son of Haggith, came to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon. And she said, Comest thou peaceably? And he said, Peaceably. He said, Moreover, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And she said, Say on. And he said, Thou knowest that the kingdom was mine, and that all Israel set their faces on me, that I should reign. Howbeit the kingdom is turned about, and has become my brother's, for it was his from the Lord. And now I ask one petition of thee, deny me not. And she said unto him, Say on. And he said, Speak, I pray thee, unto Solomon the king, for he will not say thee nay, that he give me Abishag the Shunammite to wife. And Bathsheba said, Well, I will speak for thee unto the king. Bathsheba went to Solomon and relayed the request of Adonijah. Solomon considered this a trap and told Bathsheba that if he agreed to allow a marriage between Adonijah and Abishag, it would be like giving the kingdom to Adonijah, because in the eyes of the people, he would be marrying a mistress of King David. Upon hearing this and perceiving the threat to his kingdom, Solomon had Adonijah immediately put to death at the hand of Benaiah. Verse 19. Bathsheba therefore went unto King Solomon to speak unto him for Adonijah. And the king rose up to meet her, and bowed himself unto her, and sat down on his throne, and caused a seat to be set for the king's mother, and she sat on his right hand. Then she said, I desire one small petition of thee, I pray thee, say me not nay. And the king said unto her, Ask on, my mother, for I will not say thee nay. And she said, Let Abishag the Shunammite be given to Adonijah thy brother to wife. And King Solomon answered and said unto his mother, And why dost thou ask Abishag the Shunammite for Adonijah? Ask for him the kingdom also, for he is mine elder brother, even for him, and for Abiathar the priest, and for Joab the son of Zeruiah. Then King Solomon sware by the Lord, saying, God do so to me, and more also, if Adonijah have not spoken this word against his own life. Now therefore, as the Lord liveth, which hath established me, and set me on the throne of David my father, and who hath made me in house, and he promised, Adonijah shall be put to death this day. And King Solomon sent by the hand of Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and he fell upon him that he died. Knowing that Abiathar had plotted against him, instead of taking the life of a priest, Solomon banished Abiathar to Anathoth, one of the Levitical priesthood cities. Anathoth was the hometown for two of David's 30 men, Abiezer the Anathothite and Jehu. It was also the hometown of Jeremiah the prophet, who found the residents plotting against him. Solomon spared Abiathar because he had taken care of the Ark of the Covenant and had previously defended and suffered with King David. Verse 26. And unto Abiathar the priest said the king, Get thee to Anathoth, unto thine own fields, for thou art worthy of death. But I will not at this time put thee to death, because thou bearest the ark of the Lord God before David my father, and because thou hast been afflicted in all wherein my father was afflicted. So Solomon thrust out Abiathar from being priest unto the Lord, that he might fulfill the word of the Lord which he spake concerning the house of Eli and Shiloh. Joab, who commanded the army of Israel, knew he was in trouble for supporting Adonijah, especially after hearing that Adonijah had been killed by Solomon. Like Adonijah, he went to the altar and grabbed the horns of the altar as a sign of begging mercy. So Joab was seen on the altar. Solomon sent Benaiah to take the life of Joab. Even though Joab begged forgiveness, Solomon remembered the final words of David when David said to eliminate the threat from Joab by taking his life. A bloody and decisive act, this was necessary, because Joab could easily muster an army at any time to overthrow Solomon. Benaiah didn't want to kill Joab at the altar and demanded Joab follow him, which Joab refused, prompting Benaiah to consult with Solomon. Verse 28. Then tidings came to Joab, for Joab had turned after Adonijah, though he had turned not after Absalom. And Joab fled unto the tabernacle of the Lord and caught hold on the horns of the altar. And it was told King Solomon that Joab was fled unto the tabernacle of the Lord, and behold, he is by the altar. Then Solomon sent Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, saying, Go fall upon him. And Benaiah came to the tabernacle of the Lord and said unto him, Thus saith the king, Come forth. And he said, Nay, but I will die here. And Benaiah brought the king word again, saying, Thus said Joab, and thus he answered me. Solomon told Benaiah to kill Joab at the altar, and then to take the body and bury it elsewhere, because Joab had taken the life of other men who had been loyal to David. Benaiah listened to Solomon, killed Joab, and buried him in the wilderness. Instead of being buried in a place of honor, Joab was anonymously buried in the middle of nowhere. Verse 31. And the king said unto him, Do as he has said, and fall upon him, and bury him, that thou mayest take away the innocent blood, which Joab shed, from me, and from the house of my father. And the Lord shall return his blood upon his own head, who fell upon two men more righteous and better than he, and slew them with a sword, my father David, not knowing thereof, to wit, Abner, the son of Ner, captain of the host of Israel, and Amasa, the son of Jether, captain of the host of Judah. Their blood shall therefore return upon the head of Joab, and upon the head of his seed forever. But upon David, and upon his seed, and upon his house, and upon his throne, shall there be peace forever from the Lord. So Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, went up and fell upon him and slew him. And he was buried in his own house in the wilderness. Afterwards, Benaiah was named by Solomon as commander of the army, and Zadok was given the priestly duties previously handled by Abiathar. Verse 35. And the king put Benaiah the son of Jehoiada in his room over the host, and Zadok the priest of the king put in the room of Abiathar. Solomon ordered Shimei, the man who had cursed his father during Absalom's rebellion, to come and live in Jerusalem, effectively giving him house arrest. He told Shimei that if he crossed the brook Kidron within the area of Jerusalem, he would be killed. Shimei quickly agreed. Several years later, some of Shimei's servants fled to another city. They probably knew the travel restrictions imposed on him by Solomon and decided it would be easy for them to get away. Verse 36. And the king sent and called for Shimei and said unto him, build thee an house in Jerusalem and dwell there and go not forth thence any whither. For it shall be on the day that thou goest out and passest over the brook Kidron, thou shalt know for certain that thou shalt surely die. Thy blood shall be upon thine own head. And Shimei said unto the king, the saying is good. As my lord the king has said, so will thy servant do. And Shimei dwelt in Jerusalem many days. And it came to pass at the end of 3 years that two of the servants of Shimei ran away unto Achish, son of Maacah, king of Gath. And they told Shimei, saying, behold, thy servants be in Gath. Shimei decided to pursue them and brought them back to Jerusalem from Gath, a royal city of the Philistines. This prompted Solomon to summon him to the palace where Shimei acknowledged what he had done. Solomon reminded Shimei that he had broken the agreement he had made with Solomon. He reminded Shimei of the evil and hurt he had caused his father, proclaiming that his throne would be established forever. To conclude matters, Solomon ordered Benaiah to kill Shimei, and with Shimei dead, the kingdom was established in the hand of Solomon. Verse 40. And Shimei arose and saddled his ass and went to Gath to Achish to seek his servants. And Shimei went and brought his servants from Gath. And it was told Solomon that Shimei had gone from Jerusalem to Gath and was come again. And the king sent and called for Shimei and said unto him, did I not make thee to swear by the Lord and protested unto thee, saying, know for a certain on the day thou goest out and walkest abroad any whither, that thou shalt surely die. And thou saidst unto me, the word that I have heard is good. Why then hast thou not kept the oath of the Lord and the commandment that I have charged thee with? The king said moreover to Shimei, thou knowest all the wickedness which thine heart is privy to, that thou didst to David my father. Therefore the Lord shall return thy wickedness upon thine own head. And King Solomon shall be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established before the Lord forever. So the king commanded Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, which went out and fell upon him, that he died. And the kingdom was established in the hand of Solomon. Solomon came to the throne as a result of the sins of his father and mother, and the resulting favor that God had for Solomon after taking the life of the first son, between David and Bathsheba, showing that even after sin and severe consequences by God, God can still visit favor on people. David had sent Bathsheba's husband, Uriah the Hittite, into battle to face a likely death, to hide the sin of his adulterous relationship with Bathsheba that had resulted in the conception of that first child. After Uriah was dead, David was able to marry Bathsheba. Solomon was born after David was forgiven. In addition to his older brother who died, Solomon had three brothers also born to Bathsheba: Nathan, Shammua, and Shobab. Solomon would rule with incredible wealth and would build the first temple in Jerusalem. He would be known for his wisdom and in his later years for his idolatry, caused in part because he married foreign women who brought their religious practices with them and used their influence to bring Solomon under their influence. Next week, we will continue our study of King Solomon. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.